an NPR One original.
Inflation is sucking the life out of teacher pay raises. That's according to a new review from the National Education Association, the nation's largest teachers union. I'm Andrew Mambo. At first glance, public teacher salaries appear to have risen over the past decade. But when adjusted for inflation, earnings have actually declined since 2017. NPR education correspondent Corey Turner has been reporting on this story, and he joins us now. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Andrew.
So let's start with salaries. What do public school teachers make on average?
So without adjusting for inflation, public school teachers made a little less than $75,000 during the 2024-25 school year. And that's up about 3.5% from the year before. Then we look at new starting teachers. They earned a little over $48,000, which is also up. And then one more group that often gets forgotten, even though they're super important here, and that is support staff. So custodians, cafeteria workers, paraeducators, bus drivers. They earned on average just over $36,000 last year. And that too is a modest increase over the year before, worth around $1,400 extra. But here's the trick, as we said in the intro, that is all before we adjust these numbers for inflation, Andrew.
Okay, so how does inflation factor into these numbers nationally?
After adjusting for inflation, NEA researchers estimate that teachers' real earnings over, say, the past decade have actually declined by nearly 5%. Let me put that a different way. So teachers are now estimated to be earning less, not more, than they were back in 2017. Looking nationwide, we also know that teacher salaries have only outpaced inflation in 11 states.
So on the list of teacher salaries across the country, which states have the highest and which have the lowest pay?
So I have to admit, this question always gives me the heebie-jeebies because it's what everybody wants to know, especially teachers. And it was the first thing I looked at in the data because I was curious. But there is also a classic apples to oranges problem here. And that's because these state-specific salaries have not been adjusted for regional cost differences. And all that means is that, you know, different places with, say, a really high cost of living, like New York or Los Angeles, are almost certainly going to pay their teachers more than, say, rural Mississippi. And indeed, if you look at the rankings at the very top, are California, where teachers averaged around $103,000 a year, and New York at $99,000. And at the very bottom is Mississippi, which finished at $55,000, which is almost half the salary of California teachers. Now, that said, even as that is a massive difference, it can't all be explained away by differences in regional costs. In fact, when I was in Mississippi just a couple years ago, I was working on a story about why it is so hard there to recruit and retain teachers. And I spoke with several teachers who had actually driven across state lines to work in other districts just to get a pay bump.
Oh, wow. So for public schools across the U.S., where do they actually get their money?
I think this is a really important question, Andrew, especially these days when we hear President Trump saying things like returning education to the states away from the federal government or talking about quote-unquote government schools. The truth is federal dollars accounted for less than 8% of schools' total revenue during the last school year. And that money is largely focused on helping schools compensate for things like student poverty and helping to pay for special education for kids with disabilities. Schools instead get the lion's share of their funding from a roughly even split. It varies a little bit here and there, but it's roughly an even split between state dollars and local dollars, largely local property taxes. And the fact is that post-COVID, the federal role in helping fund schools is quite small, and it's getting even smaller, according to these data.
That's NPR education correspondent Corey Turner. Corey, thank you.
You're welcome.